One day, when Chris was sitting next to me in church, she suddenly clutched her stomach and ran out of the room. I knew that she had recently been declared cured of colon cancer, and so I felt afraid for her. The next time I talked with her, I was upset to learn that the cancer was back, but the doctor told her that with chemotherapy and with rest, she could possibly recover again. And here is the point of my story. Chris could not rest. Chris worked for one of our largest employers in this area. And even though she worked full-time in her office job, she told me that she was not allowed any paid sick time off. She told me that she could not afford to take off any time financially, and that if she took off too much time, she would lose her insurance, which of course she needed to pay for her treatment. And so my good friend dragged herself to work every day, exhausted and in pain. And when she had days of chemotherapy, she went to work taking that chemotherapy. I was shocked. Other than my part-time work as a waitress while I was in college, I personally have never had a job that did not have paid sick time off. As time went on, I became more and more upset as I learned that many people in the Chippewa Valley who work full-time jobs do not get paid sick time off. My friend Chris has passed over. Some of you may believe that her inability to rest had nothing to do with her death, that she was doomed to die anyway because her cancer came back. And that may be so. But it is also very possible that if Chris could have just rested, she may have developed the strength she needed to fight off her disease once again. That then is a tragedy that now we and Chris's family, Chris's children, will just never know if the rest that the doctor ordered would have indeed healed her. And so if I could put forth a possible issue for Jonah to work on of social justice, it would be a small thing perhaps to some, but a large to others, and that would be paid time off for all of the people who work full time in the Chippewa Valley.